Right now on the BetDSI.com inside line, star defensive end for the Dallas Cowboys. He is DeMarcus Lawrence. DeMarcus, how you doing? Thanks for taking some time with us today.
Hey, bro. How you doing?
Doing well, sir. So let's start with what you're doing here for the troops. You've got this drive with Snickers to sack for the troops. So if you want to tell us a little bit about what goes on and what quarterback do you intend to annihilate this week?
Snickers presented me with a challenge that if I get a sack in the game, they will send 20,000 sacks of Snickers to the troops overseas. And Operation Gratitude is helping us out with this event because every year they send over 300,000 packages to our troops overseas. So it's really, you know, when they presented the opportunity with me, it opened my eyes and it's like, wow, man, like, I'm doing something, you know, finally for our troops or whatever, you know. And it's really just a blessing to be presented with this opportunity. So I'm excited. I'm ready for the challenge and ready to get after Mariota on Monday.
Say, when they present this to you where they're going to do something if you get a sack, is that an extra motivation to you?
Oh, absolutely. And like me and Coach Marinelli was talking yesterday, and he was like, that's the thing I like about you, because you love challenges and you love competing each and every day. And, you know, so that's why I say it's just such a blessing, because, you know, it just changes my mindset on my mission, you know. And I know my mission is for a good cause, and I know the Lord won't let me down on it.
So for those of you listening who play fantasy sports with IDP, you want DeMarcus Lawrence in your lineup this week. You also don't want to play Marcus Mariota because he might die.
Nah, we ain't going to try to kill his career, but, you know, we're going to kill his pride.
DeMarcus Lawrence of the Cowboys with us on the BetDSI.com inside line. Now, DeMarcus, your defense that, you know, you're one of the leaders of this defense, number two scoring defense, fewest points allowed. This is a defense that has gotten a little bit better each year, but has really taken a big jump this year. What is, to you, has been the biggest key that you guys have been? I mean, you went from being a good defense last year to being a top defense this year. What has been different, or what has improved that you guys are among the best defense in the league?
Yeah, and just touching on that note, I just feel like we became more stronger together as brothers, and being around each other for a while, we start to understand each other. And, you know, me, I'm all about communication. So if I look at you, you should already know what I'm thinking, and that's the point that we don't got to this year. And really, we just have a great group of guys that loves the game and, you know, just love turning up on the field because it's their passion. So I'm just, you know, grateful that I get to play with them each and every week.
You're coming off a terrific personal season last year, 14.5 sacks. You have 5.5 sacks this year. And then it was just a couple of weeks ago that there was a report that you've been playing with a torn labrum in your shoulder for 2 years. Now, as somebody who knows what a torn labrum is, and first question is, how the hell do you lift your arm? Number two, how do you go out there and slap quarterbacks and tackles upside the head and continue to be a dominant player?
Yeah, to be honest with you, that's probably why the Lord let me break my back twice, you know, because pain is just temporarily. It might hurt a little during the game, but I get over it soon. And plus, I got a high pain tolerance, so it's really, you know, nothing to me right now, but I get it fixed when it's time to. So I believe, you know, that every time I'm out there, nothing is wrong with me, and, you know, I just play freely.
Now, you guys right now are two games out in the division, but you've given up the fewest points in all of football. You guys believe you can overtake the Eagles, overtake Washington, and take control of the NFC East?
See, my main thing is you have to believe, but you have to go and do it. And we've been playing good football, but we want to be an elite defense. And, you know, if we already up there as being good or, you know, top two or top three or whatever, why not shoot for number one? So we just try to, you know, stay focused in the now and just take one game at a time. But we know the Eagles is next week, so we're gonna do our business.
Norris, what was the reaction for you and your teammates when the team acquired Amari Cooper?
We was very excited, knowing we having another threat on offense and how he can open up the offense and, you know, really how good his hands is. I mean, Amari, you know, he came in and he kept his head down this whole time and he's been working. So I'm very excited to see what's next to come for him on Monday night.
Cowboys defensive end DeMarcus Lawrence with us on the BetDSI.com inside line, Pro Bowl defensive end. DeMarcus, who are the biggest leaders on that Cowboys team?
I mean, we have leaders like Sean Lee, Dak, but to me, I feel like the biggest inspirational leader to me is Tyrone Crawford and Zach Martin. You know, they come in each and every day. I look at them, I can see, you know, the pain that they're going through, and they don't complain at not one time out the day, and they put their heads down and go to work. And you can't do nothing but respect a man like that. And I just try to follow their lead and, you know, try to become the best leader I can be by those examples they stand for me.
Have you ever gotten a ride on Jerry Jones' bus?
No.
Do you want a ride? Is that going to get worked into your next contract where you get a ride on the bus?
Nah, bro. We don't take the bus no more. I rode on Jerry's plane.
Oh, there you go. I just thought the bus was like the ultimate party zone. I didn't realize there's a Jerry plane that's a better party zone. See, we're learning things.
We don't party no more, man. We have parties, sack parties at the quarterback. On the party.
He's DeMarcus Lawrence, Pro Bowl defensive end for the Dallas Cowboys, with us on the BetDSI.com inside line, working with Snickers, sacks for the troops. If Marcus Mariota gets sacked by DeMarcus Lawrence this week, they will donate 20,000 packages of Snickers as part of Operation Gratitude's annual holiday care package. It goes out to active duty military personnel all over the world. All right, so it was Halloween. Did you, like, chow down on a bunch of Snickers, or is there something else that you also like?
You know what's crazy? So Snickers presented the challenge to me, like, I think a day or two after, or they presented it before, but like when I was taking my son trick-or-treating, like, that's all, like, the whole neighborhood had was like Snickers, the almond Snickers, the peanut butter Snickers, and I was like, man, like, everybody must love Snickers. So while I was taking him around trick-or-treating, you know, I had to dip my hand in the cookie jar too and get me a couple of Snickers. So I'm just glad, you know, Snickers is on top with their treats and to allow me to eat them every day.
See, now that's how this is the part where people just, like, had that connection where you just did the kind of thing every other parent does, dipping their hands in their kid's candy bucket to see whatever they got and steal a few things on Halloween. He's DeMarcus Lawrence, the Pro Bowl defensive end.
I gotta make sure it's healthy.
Yeah, let me sample this. Let me make sure this is safe to eat, like, 8 bars later. DeMarcus, we appreciate you taking a few minutes with us today. Good luck this week against the Tennessee Titans, and try not to hurt Marcus Mariota too badly.
I won't, you know, hold you to that.
Thanks, DeMarcus. We appreciate you.
All right, thanks.
DeMarcus Lawrence, Pro Bowl defensive end for the Dallas Cowboys. You know, this Snickers drive sacks for the troops since 2003. various collection drives and letter writing campaigns and whatnot for Operation Gratitude to send over 2 million individually addressed care packages for the troops all around the world. This is Straight Heat.